Tonight begins the sixth night of Chanukah. And not only is tonight the night of Chanukah, but tonight begins Shabbos Kodesh, Rosh Chodesh Teves. So many different forms of holiness coalescing and converging on one day. The holiness of Chanukah, the holiness of Shabbos, the holiness of Rosh Chodesh, the holiness of new beginnings, the holiness of new rededication, and the holiness, of course, of creation itself. The power contained within this entire Yom Tov of Chanukah, but specifically within this coming day, is incredibly dramatic. And so for today's thought, or tonight's thought, I want to share with you a very simple idea. The great tzaddik, the Baal HaTanya, Rav Shneur Zalman of Liadi, makes an amazing observation. He says, and I quote to you, Chagim Achirim Chogigim B'Samolam Gashmir. Other Yomim Tovim we celebrate with physical symbols. Pesach b'matzah. Pesach we use matzah. Sukkis b'sukkah. On Yom Tov of Sukkis we go ahead and we sit in the sukkah. Rak b'chanukah chogigim b'semel ruchni ba'ar. Chanukah is the only Yom Tov that we celebrate with a spiritual symbol, with light. Light's not physical. Fire is not really tangible, although it could do tangible damage. But at the end of the day, you can't really put your hands around it. It doesn't have a mamashos. It doesn't have a thickness or a tangibility attached to it. So the Rebbe says, why is it that every other Yom Tov we celebrate with something physical, yet Chanukah we celebrate with something intangible? And says the Rebbe something amazing. Ki ha-melchama ha-isa az al toras Yisrael al ner mitzvah v'tarar. The Rebbe gives a very simple yet profound answer. Because Chanukah, the war that the Greeks waged against us, was not a war against our physicality. It was not a war against the body of the Jew. It was not a war against the physicality of the Jew. It was not a war against the life of the Jew. It was a war against the soul of the Jew. The struggle of Chanukah, the struggle between Greece and Am Yisrael, was a struggle of the holiness versus the mundane. Greece wanted to stamp out the soul of the Jew. Greece was happy to assimilate the Jewish people. The Greeks were happy to have us as a member of their confederation of nations. They were ready to assimilate the Jew into every aspect of society. But we were going to have to leave our spirituality behind. The war of Chanukah was not a war of armies. It was a war of ideologies. It was fought on the battlefield. But the true essence of the battle was a war of ideologies. It was the Hellenization of Greece against the spirituality and the holiness of the Jew. It was the foreign ideas and ideals of Greece against the eternal truths of Am Yisrael, of the Jewish people. And as such, says the Rebbe, how do we show that the essence of Chanukah was not really a physical struggle, but it was a spiritual one? Is that we celebrate the Yom Tov, the cornerstone of our Yom Tov, is something that lacks physical tangibility. It's the fire. It's the light. To symbolize that the struggle of Chanukah was the ability not to maintain our physical lives, but to maintain our spiritual identity. And I think the Rebbe teaches us a very important lesson. We sometimes focus a lot on behaviors, but we miss a little bit what the ultimate goal is. The goal is not simply to observe the mitzvos. The goal is not simply to go through the mechanistic details as we discussed yesterday. But the mechanistic details, the mitzvos, are a means. The ends is a heightened level of spirituality. The ends is your ruchnius. Have I become a ruchni, a spiritual person? Now, to be clear, we believe that you can't achieve the level of heightened spirituality without the means and mechanisms of Torah and mitzvos. But at the same time, a person could live a life of mechanistic Torah and mitzvos and yet feel no spark inside of them. The goal of Chanukah is to rekindle the spark of our spirituality and to recognize that spirituality plays a fundamental role in our lives. I cannot be successful without ruchnius. And the truth is, I would dare say, I cannot be happy, truly happy, without a real profound sense of spiritual holiness in my life. We sometimes look at spirituality as something that is nice. it's good. It's like gravy or the whipped cream and cherry on top. If you have it, fantastic. But if you don't have it, it's okay also. But my dear friends, it's not true. A life without inspired spirituality, a life where you don't feel the holiness of God coursing through your veins, a life where you don't feel the incredible treasure and privilege of Torah, of mitzvos, of everything that Yiddishkeit has to offer, is a life that is lacking. Life only becomes meaningful if it's infused with inspired spirituality. You want happiness, you want meaning, you want fulfillment, you want self-actualization. It all comes from the flame. It all comes from the spark of inspired spirituality of the Jew. And the Rebbe says this is the message of the menorah. So Hanukkah doesn't have the physical symbols that the rest of the Yomim Tovim have. Because Pesach, the truth is very much embedded in physical details. Sukkis, very much embedded in the mechanistic details of our Yiddishkeit. And those are all important, to be clear. You can't be a well-rounded Jew if you dispense with the details. It's not the devil who's in the details. It is God who is in the details. But lest you think that all I need are the details, comes Chanukah and says, the details are only good if you learn how to kindle the fire. You need spirituality. You need a sense of holiness. You need a sense of inspiration. That's what we were fighting for in Hanukkah. We weren't fighting for our lives. We weren't fighting for our physical existence. We were fighting for our inspiration. So my dear friends, the question becomes, how do we light our fire? How do we kindle our inspiration? How do we avoid falling into the trap of behavioral mechanistic Judaism and find the courage to find something more? Something more, especially, you know, there's an amazing machlokes in the Gemara. The Talmud records a dispute between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel regarding how to fulfill the mitzvah of menorah. So one opinion says, Beis Shammai says, hanacha osa mitzvah. It's the placement of the menorah that accomplishes the mitzvah. Beis Hillel says, hadlaka, it's the kindling that makes the mitzvah. And Rabbi Yitzchak Berditchev says so beautifully, we paskin, the halacha follows Beis Hillel, hadlaka osa mitzvah. It's the act of kindling that creates the mitzvah. But the Rebbe explains so beautifully, that is not just the law by Hanukkah. That is a law in general Yiddishkeit. In Ganz Judaism, hadlaka osa mitzvah. It is only if you are on fire. It is only if you are mitlahev. It is only if you are luminescent. It is only if you burn bright. It's only if you're excited that your Yiddishkeit takes on a true meaning. A lot of us go through the motions like we spoke about yesterday, but I'm not on fire. I'm not inspired. I don't feel anything more than just the need to do the details. But the Rebbe says, comes Hanukkah. Hanukkah, I ask myself a simple question because Hanukkah is a time of incredible soul searching. How could I self-inspire? Because too often we think that it's the job of other people to inspire us. It's my rabbi's job to inspire me. My spouse's job to inspire me. My Rebbe's job to inspire me. Whoever it is. Stop outsourcing inspiration and take the responsibility upon your own shoulders. The only person who's responsible for your inspiration is you. And Hanukkah is the time to look inside of ourselves and ask ourselves, are we inspired? And if we're not inspired, what can we do to inspire ourselves? What could we do to breathe new life into our Judaism? To breathe new life into our relationship with Hashem? To breathe new life into who and what we are and how we are living? That's Hanukkah. There's no matzah, there's no sukkah, there's no lulav and esrog. There are no physical mitzvahs. There's only an amorphous, intangible fire. Because the message of this Yom Tov is simple. Hadlaka osa mitzvah. If you want a meaningful Yiddishkeit, a meaningful Judaism, it's got to be fiery and passionate. It's got to be exciting and luminescent. And if that fire inside is not lit, I have to figure out how to ignite it. Because, my dear friends, that is what our ancestors fought for and died for. Not to preserve the life of the Jew, but to preserve the spark of the Jew. As we kindle our Hanukkah candles tonight and feel embraced by the holiness of Shabbos and of Rosh Chodesh, if we are inspired, let's figure out how to fan the flame. And if we're not yet inspired, let's figure out how to ignite it. Wishing everyone a Freilich and Chanukah, a guten Erev Shabbos, and a guten Chodesh.